Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Jerry Perelman.
Good morning, John.
And we're now going into the Christina Liu show a few minutes early, though. So we don't take a break in 3 minutes. We're going to go to... extra Christina Liu time. My God, that was because people
Halloween.
Are complaining.
Know,
they want more Christina
Liu. During the break, right. I was like, oh, my God, we're on.
This morning, as always, was a great show. I'm going to go backwards. We had legislator Ellen Birnbaum on, who has fought viciously for the reopening of the 6th precinct, and that ribbon cutting was yesterday, so congratulations to Ellen.
Such a great job.
Not just
such
on that, on job. All the other stuff yes. that she's doing for her constituents within the county and within the town, because Ellen's biggest area is North Hempstead. And then we had Wendy on, who is that was mind-boggling, and I had no concept of half of her story, which was... what do you call that? Doppelganger? She's Christina's doppelganger.
Yes.
Yeah, her story's so cool, though. I feel like I need to like up the ante. And I'm not quite as exciting.
And she will. We'll announce it when we get close. I don't know where it is, but
November 23rd
and 24th. And it really is. It's a place to go and see. It's like walking around your grandma's house. With cupcakes and cookies.
Yeah, she made it sound so inviting.
It is.
Yeah, she had cupcakes and cookies.
You get a mug of coffee when you walk in.
Yep. I mean, that's all I really need.
It's set up, and these cupcakes, I'm not exaggerating.
You were saying that. I want to go for them.
You know, I didn't realize where they come from, but if you're trying to make an impression, and they were in a box, so maybe there's a dozen in a clip, they really are the most beautifully decorated. These were not just like tasty cake things. These were designed with big tops on them and stuff.
Ooh.
Beautiful.
I want to go just for the cupcakes.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, what quite the show. And Jerry, it's so wonderful to have you, of course, on as always. You're always a fabulous co-host.
Thank you so much, Christina. It's great to be part of this.
You do such
a great job,
my
too.
My favorite thing that John does is when he asks people how they got involved in something. Because no matter who, you know, whoever we have on, the stories, that's my favorite part is to hear, because it's, you know, we've been very fortunate. Everyone we've had on now we're in our 9th year, has been, has an interesting story. And there's a passion behind whatever they're into. You know, whether they're, you know what I'm saying? We had Wendy, who has an antique store. And she, obviously her story led her in this direction. You know, that fortune cookie led her there. And then, legislator Birnbaum is passionate about what she's doing. So it's just, it's really great. And you walk away after listening to it feeling good that there's people out there who are really passionate about what they're doing.
But in the few times I've been here, you have a knack for finding people who are so interesting and inviting them on the show.
Yeah, well, that's it makes it really all worth it. So it's it just makes the show good. And I said it's nice to have this on a Friday and you walk away just feeling good. You know, I go back to the office, I'm all like happy. I'm like, this is really just a great thing. And I just love I loved hearing Wendy's story, especially with the fortune, because I always save a fortune cookie thing. I mean, my husband laughs at me. There is like fortune cookie things everywhere because I'm always saving them. I'm like, I need to save this. You know, this is.
You always want to break open that cookie and see what's on the inside.
He's like, what are you doing with all this? He like opened a mason jar and there's just like fortune cookies.
Her story was so real.
Yes. I mean,
and
that's when you said that.
It makes you see the sincerity in what she says. It's not just a business.
Yes.
She really loves it. She really enjoys what she's doing.
Yeah,
and she cares
absolutely.
About her customers.
No, and there's great, you know, and that's something that I love about this show. I mean, obviously, we do mostly focus on senior kind of issues, but it's really community as well. You know, and the fact that this is a local kind of business that's here, you know, in Nassau County, it's just nice to showcase. So, save those fortune cookies, everyone. I was laughing, John, you know, because John just ran away for a second. I said, I have, like, fortune cookies everywhere. Like,
oh, really?
The inside, yes, because I'm constantly saving them. Like, oh, this is it. This is really what I need to save. So they're all, you come to my kitchen, they're all, like, you open anything, there's just, like, a fortune cookie thing.
But sometimes, I was at a restaurant a couple of weeks ago, and I opened up the fortune cookie, and what's my fortune? It says, have another cookie.
listen, that's equally good, too. Yeah. So then you had to get, I mean, I think that's just.
So what do you do? Get a whole meal? Yeah. I mean, you'll say to the waiter, can I have another coffee,
like, listen,
please?
I mean, this is what it says.
You told me it, so.
Yeah.
Right. I'm the one that said, oops, wrong cookie before. Or you will receive a fortune and in parentheses, cookie.
Oh, I like them. They're very clever. I like it. But there was really, it was wonderful. And then next week, we have on Erin Bienkowski, who's been on before. She's coming on because November is Alzheimer's Awareness Month. She's from the Alzheimer's Association and is absolutely wonderful. We've had her on a bunch of times. And then we have Gail Salas on, who is one of our gerontologists and also the veterans caseworker for the town of North Hempstead. So she'll talk about all the services that she's providing. So that should be certainly good. I know they're having the veterans breakfast as we speak.
Oh, that's today?
Yes, at Clingy Martin Park. This has been quite the week for Project Independence and Community Services. We had our Aging in Place conference.
Which was wonderful.
On Tuesday, which was a whirlwind and absolutely wonderful. It was just so great to, you know, there's so much work, I have to say. Really goes into it, and as we always say, we're a very small staff.
And the radio program got acknowledged.
That was the best part. John had got that plug right in there, and I was like, "You get it, John," because if anyone was there, they would laugh. John was the moderator of the event, and during our panel, we had all these wonderful speakers. And then he mentioned the radio show, and then of course I started clapping because that's just how it goes. You know, it's just, it immediately happens. So we had a little laugh about that.
I'm going to share something. Two nights earlier, last week, I was at an event that Judy was talking, and Judy was, when I walked in late, unfortunately, and as I walked in, of course, she gives me an acknowledgement and Bob, and I walk out of the way, you know, to get to the side. And she's talking then about Project Independence and going on and on about different things. And then she was going off topic, and I raised my hand, and she goes, "What do you want? The radio?"
Yeah, that's right, John. Tell her she's not going to mention that radio show. But it was really wonderful. I mean, we had to have over, I think, like 500 seniors
really
alone.
Oh,
and then the exhibitors, I mean, it was phenomenal, you know, I was walking around trying to take it all in because I was in charge of like the panel area. But the exhibitor room, I mean, there was over like 84 different vendors there.
Well designed.
Right.
And placed walking wise, there was no crime. It really was. They did a great job.
And there was such wonderful, I mean, I was able to walk around. I got a bunch of business cards for the radio show after. And just to see, there was such a good, diverse mix of exhibitors there. Seniors got a lot of information. They got a delicious hot breakfast. I know they were very happy about that. They were quite excited with that. And then the panel speakers, the questions, the Q&A were my favorite part. It was wonderful.
You want another story about breakfast?
Yes.
Breakfast was for the attendees, mm-hmm. not the exhibitors.
No, exhibitors can have breakfast.
But after.
Yes, after. Uh-oh. Were they slipping in?
Peter, when I got there, I said, Peter, go eat.
Peter. So, he's my partner. Did Peter get in trouble?
So, of course he got in trouble. So he's taking the food. And somebody said, you know, because he's dressed up in a suit and tie.
Yeah.
Well, what are you doing? He says, you're not supposed to be eating.
Oh, God, Peter. You know what? Can't take Peter anywhere, you know?
It was
funny.
But there was plenty of food for everybody there. It was really
nice. Yeah, and, you know, so the first panel was dedicated towards veteran services because there's a lot of new changes coming in. So they went over that and it was incredible and people really asked great questions. And then the second panel we had on Medicare updates and people were really, I mean, the people came in with prepared cards. It was quite impressive. They had questions that needed to be answered. And that's what I think was so special about this. You know, the keynote was Dr. Carney. So you had access to people who are specializing in, you know, aging services, and you could ask them direct questions. I mean, Dr. Carney had like a line of people asking questions after, because Northwell is doing a bunch of different aging initiatives. So it was great, and it was just nice. We all had a moment where it was just to take it all in, because it was absolutely stunningly. I mean, they had these beautiful lights. I was like, this came together. You know, and I walked in, I was like, oh, it actually came out great. So. In another 2 years, we get a little break, so we shall see how it goes. So that was great, and kudos to everyone that was part of it. You know, WCWP had a table, so they were promoting the radio show as well and giving out some T-shirts, which I'm sure the seniors loved. So that was exciting, too. So thank you to everyone.
Oh, they were
who
giving out shirts?
Yes, they had some. I think those Janine probably could vouch that those shirts got quick. I mean, that was quite the giveaway.
Oh, yeah. That
wasn't just a pen, you know? That was a T-shirt. So it was really great. And they promoted the app, which was exciting.
That's the important thing is seniors get more computer literate. The app, it just...
It's the easiest way. It is. It's the easiest.
The station mm-hmm. in the car, sometimes it comes and goes mm-hmm. depending on where
yes,
you're driving.
That's right.
You put it on the phone, you know.
The app is great.
Yeah, is great. And it's so easy.
I love to listen to shows. You can go back and listen
me
to
me too, yeah, because that's primarily how I listen in general. You know, I have Sirius programs that I like to listen to on Sirius Radio, and I'm always listening on demand. So it's nice. The app, you click on it, you know,
right,
you get to go.
Yes. I have. You want me to show you again?
That was, you know, a couple of months ago, John downloaded the app on air, and it was so easy that it just started playing while we were on air. So
and
it was kind of a dual thing.
Loud, so it was fun. It really was.
But he showed just how easy it really was, so that was great. I also just want to quickly touch upon, because we never get to do this, we talked about next week on November 15th. We're going to have the Sid Jacobson JCC in to talk about different programs. I know, John, you're a part of a bunch of programs that go on over there. Mm-hmm. We also have Greg Balbera, who is our guru on all different topics, is coming in talking about celebrating Thanksgiving safely. So he's going to give
He talks about it.
Such a great list of different topics he goes on. And then just hot off the presses, which was a quick change, I was contacted yesterday by AAA because they want to come on to promote their senior driver expo about keeping the keys. So they're going to come on too. So we have a full segment. So there will be no breaks for you, John, on November 15th.
Okay, that's fine.
You'll be going straight through. And then on November 22nd, we have a doctor coming on to discuss combating geriatric depression. And we also have our lovely Dr. Susan Lidner, who's been on a bunch of times, who's a life coach, is going to talk about self-empowerment. So that's a nice idea. Susan, we always have a good time. She'll probably bring her little dog with her, which is always adorable. And then on the 29th, we have a repeat show because
right,
it's the day after
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so definitely check it out. I want to remind people all the previous episodes are on our website. If you go to the Town North Hempstead, use the little search bar. You can type in the topic you missed or something you might be interested in, and they are all archived there for you to listen to. So,
another thing, which since we're talking kind of what's coming up, I think is interesting. Anybody who has an idea, call 311.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because Christina does digging mm-hmm. to find out. If you have a question about something, we either have somebody in the town/county with not, you know. But mm-hmm. more importantly, she'll go anyplace. I mean, the person will call in from California.
Yeah,
we've had all this.
Absolutely.
So it really makes sense. If there's a topic that, you know, if a senior has a topic, that means more than one person wants to hear about it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and we actually have December is all booked, too. We have the United Way is going to come on talking about Project Warmth. The fabulous Toni Logue will be on, who's the assistant New York Attorney General. She's going to talk she's going to talk about scam prevention. Around the holidays. She's so great, Toni. So she'll be on. And then on November 13th, we have Diane Ficalora, who is one of our chefs we have on every year, is going to talk about holiday cooking. I think I was hungry when I was doing the December schedules because there's going to be a lot of food segments coming up. And then we have Shari Baton, who is going to talk about driving and traveling safely in ice and snow. She's our mobility manager. November 20th, we have Nicole Borokov from Cornell University is going to talk about healthy holiday eating tips. And then we have Lynn Dobin is coming on, who we just had a segment with. But we wanted to continue the conversation about holiday food and travel.
Oh, cool. You're going to come back?
Yeah. So okay. I thought that'd be kind of a fun little and there's a bunch of holiday old-time radios I found, which should be really nice.
So are they about food, too?
They might be. I'm telling you, I was like, there's a very common theme. I was trying to keep it very food-centered.
Right, it's all food.
You know, I needed comfort, a lot of food, which is fun for the holidays especially. So.
Right, right.
It's making me very hungry.
See? So you could certainly tune in. I'm hoping that someone brings samples when they come in. You know, that's all we could really hope for.
Oh, we should put a request
Yes.
Out.
I mean, listen.
Otherwise, you're not getting...
That's right.
Now, can we? Unless they have, you know.
That's it. You're done after that. But like I said, you could call 311 if you have any suggestions or if you want to be a co-host.
Right,
I mean,
right.
Jerry could vouch that it's, you can just come in. I mean, Jerry's had experience kind of in this field.
Right.
But all you need to do is be a good listener, ask questions. You know, you don't have to have had
You have to have a personality.
Seriously, like that.
I mean, everybody who a co-host, you know, I could meet Jerry and have a conversation. Yep.
Right.
That's
right.
What you have to be able to do. You can't sit here and not ask a question.
Yeah. Right.
Because that serves really no purpose.
Because then you just don't get called back. No,
right. And you don't.
Really have a very core group.
It's true, because you're asking questions, and it's maybe coming from a different direction than John would ask them. Mm-hmm. So you just add to the conversation.
No, you know, we say this all the time, and, you know, it was so great. We had Celia Bino, legislator, last week. And, you know, after the segment, it was just so great because she's like, this was so fun.
Right.
She's like, it really was, just because I always tell people it's like sitting around your dining room table just talking. You know, sometimes we forget we're on the air. Luckily, we recover quickly. But she, you know, was like, it was such, you know, and I always feel that kind of form of interviewing, it really can speak to a listener and make you understand it more. You know, if you're just listening to someone lecturing, you know, blah, 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 all these things, who is retaining anything, you know?
And the co-host, honestly, I believe it very sincerely. I couldn't do this by myself.
Absolutely.
Because you hit a point where it's like, okay, what's the next question?
Yeah. Right.
Because you're saying something, then Jerry's turning around saying, well, John just said that, but what happens if this happens?
Right.
And it's really like a cocktail conversation.
Yes.
Absolutely.
That's what it's supposed to be.
Just without
and
the cocktail.
We could have cocktails.
Listen, that might be, we'll have to talk to Dan about that
actually,
one.
Yeah, no, this is a project independent budget.
Right. Let me see.
We got to look into that.
True.
Instead of project independent.
We could have chips and everything too, but chips make noise over
right.
the years.
Yeah,
yeah,
yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
You just need a finger sandwiches or something.
Like a that's good. Yes. Yeah, so
have all the classes ended? Pretty much all the classes.
Which kind of classes?
You know, like walking and stuff.
Yeah. So no, we actually we're going strong. We have a new walk is scheduled. We just finished one in October. We have one. It's going to be at Manhasset Bay Park and Nautical Art Museum.
Okay.
That's on Shore Road in Port Washington on November 7th. The tour begins at 11 o'clock. The Port Washington North Village Mayor, Bob Weitzner, is going to be giving you the tour. There's mosaics, metal sculptures, different statues, murals, rain garden, and you can get a little history lesson while taking in all this art. And I just think it's really great that we're doing more of these. You know, we're always encouraging people to kind of get active and get out there, and North Hempstead really has so many beautiful things that you could tour and look at. So that's November 7th. You need to register for this, though, so please call 311 or 869-6311.
Okay.
For that, because that is something I certainly want everyone to check out. Also, the Autumn Treat event is November 14th at the Clubhouse at Harbor Links in Port Washington. There will be a musical entertainment. It's a Frankie Valli tribute band. There'll be treats and desserts, coffee, tea, apple cider, and there'll be a cash bar available too. Tickets are $15 for this, but I think it's so beautiful, and that's Harbor Link. So call 311 or 869-6311 for that.
Cool.
And we'll be back.
We're taking a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.